High weeds brushed his thighs as he slid along the dark adobe wall of the La Casa Luna, where the light of the large moon could not quite reach him. The field behind was gray beneath the night sky, and beyond glinted the slow waters of the Galeanos River. He halted at the edge of the wall to study the dark trees behind the jail. His hand squeezed the shotgun and relaxed. Squeezed and relaxed in slow, rhythmic waves that drained the tension from him as he searched the shadowed landscape of dark buildings. From somewhere out in the dark came a metallic click. Langley leaped to the ground, even as the harsh report of a pistol shattered the stillness of the night air. A chunk of adobe mud exploded from the wall behind him. Langley sighted the muzzle flash and sprang to his feet, diving for the cover of empty wooden shipping crates piled high against the back of Sarah's store. The stillness returned to the night. He lay in the comforting embrace of the darkness, counting slowly to 20. Then, in a single rush, advanced to a position that afforded a view down the alleyway. It was empty now, and he hurried along the dark passageway. Except for the gathering crowd around Lamont's office, the main street was strangely deserted when he stepped out onto it. Beneath the shadows of the Montgomery Hotel, a movement caught his eye. Side by side came the flash and the bark of a pistol, and a bullet tore through the fleshy part of his calf. Langley dropped to the roadway, rolling behind a watering trough. Two more shots rang out. He fumbled a dirty bandana from his pocket and tied it around his leg above the wound. In a minute, his leg would be afire. But for now, a tingling numbness held back the torment. Hitching himself up on one elbow, he peered around the trough. A shadow moved among the shadows. Langley swung the shotgun around and squeezed both triggers.